Great day, amazing human. Yes, welcome to Empowered Up My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans empower humans. So you are in the right place to become a lead domino for empowerment today. My name is Nkechi Mwafa Robinson. I'm not only your host, but I am a vibrant optimist obsessed to bring you empowering content with every single episode. We will bring you weekly content alternating between longer episodes with featured guests and a shorter episode called Empowering Bites, where I will be joined by my co-host, Gabby Memone. So if you're ready, let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome to the next Empowering Bites episode. And you know I'm here with my girl, Gabby Memone. Memone. And it didn't rhyme. It didn't rhyme as well as.
It's okay. It's not meant to rhyme, but it still sounded cute nonetheless as Memone.
I love it. So, wow. Today we are back today talking about something small, I guess, in the big scheme of things, but it actually could also be something big. And Gabby got me excited. So, Gabby, Tell us where we're going today.
We're talking about emojis. Now, before you think, what on earth am I going to gain from a podcast about emojis? We're going to share with you. And this is, it's interesting because we all use it, right? Mm-hmm. We all just communicate, mm-hmm. Usually the heart or the thumbs up and whatever emojis that you use. But here's the thing. When it comes to skin tones, skin tone emojis, does it matter? And I'm going to share why in a moment. Mm. What do you think about this?
So, does it matter? So I'm going to say, from an inclusive perspective, interestingly enough, yes, I felt it mattered. And I'll tell you why. Because before they came up with skin tone emojis were yellow. Yeah. And I'm now speaking from a place of experience and awareness and, gone through this and thinking this further. But I used to feel offended because as a black woman or brown, dark, I'm brown skin, but brown skin woman, there was only the yellow emoji.
Okay.
But interestingly enough, when they introduced skin tones, I was so excited. Like I went in right away and changed it. And I remember telling all of my black peeps, like, change it. Like, and I remember like showing off one day, I was on a Zoom call and I just kept putting thumbs up. Like I put all the chocolate emojis that I could. I just used them just in like hand claps and all that kind of stuff. And I will be honest with you, probably over the last 3 or 4 months, I'm now asking my Caucasian white colleagues why they haven't changed their skin tone. Because I realized, but wait, they weren't yellow. They're not yellow, right? And so it's interesting because a lot of them were like, oh, I didn't really think it was for me. And I'm like, but yeah, you have skin, which is a whole different topic because a lot of times when we talk about I digress for a minute, but just to make the point, I remember interviewing this one amazing guest when I asked the question, what does it feel to be empowered in? Like what, finish the sentence. I'm empowered in my skin when? And I remember they had to be like, you mean like in me? I'm like, yeah, within your skin. They're like my skin. And I realized in that moment that they were like skin to them meant brown skin, So anyway, I'm happy to like you have shared why this, and I think it's like a great conversation anyway, but to answer your question, I do think it's important, but I have expanded my thinking to recognize it's not just important for me. It's all humans. Cause I do believe that those skin tones represent all of us because we were never yellow.
Right. It was introduced as yellow on text, WhatsApp, Zoom.
I mean, the faces are still yellow.
The reason why I wanted to bring this up is because of a very specific situation where I was chatting with someone who is South Asian. Mm-hmm. She has brown skin. I am fair skin. I'm Caucasian. And we were chatting and she said to me, and I distinctly remember this conversation, that she received a text message from a Caucasian. And she was beside herself that Caucasian person gave her a thumbs up as a white color, mm-hmm. a white thumbs up. She changed it from gold to white.
Yeah.
And I said to the South Asian individual, what is the concern? And she said, but it should be brown skin because she is giving me a thumbs up. She should change it to brown. So I challenged her. I said, so depending on who she responds to, are you suggesting that she should be changing the skin color of each person that she's responding to? She said, yes, that's common courtesy. And I went, well, isn't this interesting that this is a perception of one person?
Yeah.
And so that's when I thought, are we really offending some people by the color that we choose by our thumbs up? So I thought it was a good discussion to have.
So it's interesting because I remember, I've had the same kind of thinking, but not from that perspective. And so like a lot of times I am the only in many forums. Right. And so I've like when, you know, sometimes like if there's a chat and then the emojis go and I put this out and people are still either most like the majority of the people in that chat would probably be using the gold. Yellow emoji, even though they could be using a skin tone emoji. And sometimes I felt like my thumb just kind of, stood out like a sore thumb. And I kind of wondered if people like for a moment, because I actually, it took me back to ink being powdered in your skin. You're proudly, represent yourself. So anyway, that brings me back to your question, which is interesting because I would never have thought about it from, I was more so, might there be an offense that not necessarily that my thumb, like it was more a personal thing. Like there's my brown thumb and nobody else has a brown thumb. Right.
Right.
But it's interesting because I would never think, like I'm giving somebody a thumbs up. So it is my expression.
And exactly.
So my expression should match my expression of color. I'm representing that thumb.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I don't have an expectation of you to change your color based on you giving
That's an interesting, dynamic. But
the person that I was speaking to had that expectation. Then that's when I thought, well, isn't this an interesting angle that are we sometimes offending people
Can I ask you a question?
Distinctly changing? Yes.
Because my brain is, I cut you off. I cut you off because my brain is reeling. I'm trying to, and again, I don't know why my brain just went to, if I were to go to, let's just say a South Asian event. Sure. Yeah. I would probably put on South Asian dress.
Okay.
And I'm trying to maybe without, having that person here, trying to open up my thinking to where they might be coming from.
Sure.
And I'm wondering if it's sort of that same, when in the culture, embrace the culture type thing. Now I'm challenging that thinking because it goes back to, but that's like, I think emojis are a form of self-expression.
Mm. Right? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So I know that I would not expect somebody, I would think it would actually be weird to receive from you a brown thumb. Right. I would probably ask you, why you have a brown thumb?
It's just interesting. Yeah. But I will tell you what I do, and anyone can look at my Instagram. Sometimes I put posts where I put the I love you sign, the three signs, but I put five heads. And each hand is a different color, out of respect for all the colors, because I love everybody. And that, from an inclusion perspective, I think that's fine. Mm-hmm. But I personally wouldn't be offended if someone gave me a hand color that's not mine, because they get to choose and it doesn't bother me at all. But again, because I had this particular conversation with this individual, I thought to myself, is that the norm? Or are there many people that look at it from that angle? And I'm very open and understanding as to where is she coming from with this. So I wanted to open up that conversation. Anyone that's watching or listening to this in the comments, tell us, what are your thoughts on using different colors of emojis, hand emojis, high fives, clapping, thumbs up, any of those? I'm curious.
Use them to match the person you're speaking to, which is interesting because if you're in a, so here's where I, again, I would probably engage another conversation. What if you're in a forum and it is multicultural And every time you are commenting, like, would you have to change your emoji to match whoever's speaking, right? Like, that's where I'm thinking, I'd love to get into that mind to really understand it a little bit more, because obviously their view is less, it's about self-expression. It's
right.
Yeah. So,
If I were to look at her point of view, perhaps there's an element there of like shared respect. Maybe she's feeling like she needed to be, to, in order for her to feel respected, someone maybe needed to be mindful of her skin color. That's highly possible.
But then it would be something beyond the emoji, right? The emoji was just the trigger versus...
Right.
Yeah. Because I would be really love to hear somebody that had a very different vantage point than self-expression. Because if I'm thinking about being in the audience somewhere, and I go and then do like, good job.
Yeah, for sure.
Look at this. What color is this?
Yeah.
And what color is that?
Yeah, for sure. It's a different color. You're fair. Right? Oh, for sure. Great point you have.
No, but I'm just kidding. Like, if I'm doing hand clap, it's going to be, So I don't know. I think it opens up a bigger conversation if we could take it beyond that, because I think it really comes down to assuming good intention, using our language, and being okay with self-expression. Like, everyone is going to express themselves a little bit differently. And in that particular case, you know, maybe I'm hoping that person had a conversation with whomever that is versus take it really from a place of offense and holding them up for doing something that they probably just have a very different view of an opinion, which is why I love, and I don't know if we had this, if we've talked about this, I love using and.
Mm.
Right. I think I've talked about the genius of and versus the tyranny of or. Oh. And I think when we can say, yeah, you have your idea, and I would like to add a perspective that might be different. Like, the two could live in the same conversation with ease and grace and understanding.
I think that's essential. And what's important is if someone has offended you because of whatever emoji color that they choose, instead of speaking to others about it, go to that person.
That's the best place to have the conversation.
Because I wasn't able to help that person. I had my own views. I shared my views, but ultimately I'm not the one to solve the issue of her feeling offended. So I suggested that she would talk to that original person. I don't know if she did.
Yeah.
But it was just an interesting discussion for sure.
Well, I thank you, Gabby. And I thank you for bringing this up. And we actually would love to hear from you, because like I said, we both share the same perception and would love to hear from somebody who thinks differently and can add to what we shared today about how else you can look at that, the use of emojis.
Yes.
Well, this is where we come to this part of our Empowering Bites, where we say, I'm Ink and
I'm Gabby with 1B.
And we're out.
Bye-bye.
It's like you're saying bye-bye slightly. Bye-bye. There you have it. I trust that you are feeling more empowered in your skin. As the late Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you get, you give. When you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at Empowered in My Skin, Inc. if you share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you took from today's episode on your social and tag us. Feel free to leave us a review over at iTunes and follow us on social media at Empowered in My Skin. Finally, remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode.